President Obama talks about the economy in Ohio and makes a big consumer announcement.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. President Obama today will tap Ohio's former Attorney General Richard Cordray as the first director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Cordray's appointment will be by presidential recess appointment. That's to avoid Republican opposition while Congress is out of town. The president will make the announcement during a speech in Cleveland, an address the White House says is going to focus on the economy in one of the country's most important political battleground states. Union activists say organized labor should be one of the key economic issues of the 2012 presidential campaign. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Public sector workers like firefighters and teachers campaigned last November to overturn a new law limiting collective bargaining. And they succeeded. But was this really a sign of greater union influence? Greg R. Lawson is a policy analyst with the conservative Buckeye Institute. He says the influence of labor is limited to public sector unions.
There's not necessarily any evidence that shows that the private sector unions are kind of having this massive renaissance.
Mike Podhorzer, political director of the AFL-CIO, disagrees.
I've never seen a time when there's as much enthusiasm and unity within the labor movement to fight back on these things.
Fighting back requires money for things like advertising. Roger Geiger is with the Ohio chapter of the National Federation of Independent Business. He says it's tough for small businesses to raise funds compared to organized labor.
They have a huge built-in advantage, and that is that they can use union dues for political purposes.
Money from outside Ohio is expected to flow to the state from both sides in this battle. Professor John Russo studies labor at Youngstown State University. He says labor unions don't have to match their opponents' fundraising efforts dollar for dollar.
I think that the manpower that organized labor has, together with all the community groups, make it very difficult for the Republicans to win.
But he says it will be close. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Yahoo has a new CEO, Scott Thompson, the current head of eBay's online payment system, PayPal. Yahoo struggled, of course, to compete with Facebook and Google and other rivals in recent years. It's even considered selling all or parts of itself. Rob Enderle is a technology analyst. He's with us now to talk about what's going on at Yahoo. Hey, Rob.
Good morning.
So, all right, let's think about this. How might a new CEO change the direction Yahoo has been heading in?
Well, you know, Yahoo's kind of a publishing house nowadays. They've got a number of kind of publishing-focused properties. That's why the rumor of them merging with AOL was kind of hot and heavy for most of last year. Very similar kinds of firms. Their strongest property is probably their financial property, where they look out over companies and report the financial news surrounding those firms. So a new CEO, particularly one with a banking experience and through PayPal, would probably take the company in a very different direction.
Well, what do we know about Thompson as a CEO?
We know he's good at taking a company that's already in good shape and making it better. PayPal was improved during his tenure. His background at Visa fit very well with PayPal, which is also a banking kind of facility, except more internet-related. So a strong match in terms of his job at PayPal, because Visa had a very, very similar kind of structure. And he showcased he could take a company that was in great shape and not screw it up, actually make it better. So a good skill set for a company that's in a steady state but needs to be improved. That, unfortunately, is not what Yahoo is.
Yeah, Yahoo, I was going to say, is a bit, or has been anyway, a bit directionless, right?
Well, Yahoo's kind of a train wreck. So you would think they would first need somebody that had online publishing experience, because that's the business that Yahoo's in at the moment, and then secondarily, somebody that had experience with doing a major successful turnaround. And given that they seem to be packaging the company for sale, the firm's been on the block for a while and desperately needed to be packaged. So he's closer because he's been working at an internet property, but banking and publishing are very different, and taking a company that was on a steady state and improving it and turning around the company or packaging it are very different skill sets.
Rob Enderle from the Enderle Group. Rob, thanks.
Pleasure.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are lower right now. The Dow off about 0.5%, 55 points at 12,341. And the NASDAQ and S&P each down about 0.5% or a little bit more. There's word today from Chrysler that sales in the U.S. were up for the year by 26%, 37% for the month of December alone.
American Public Media announces the Splendid Tables new book, How to Eat Weekends, with dozens of new recipes, now available at bookstores nationwide.
Despite lake effect snow in the upper Midwest this week, the white stuff has been pretty scarce in a lot of places. Balmy temperatures have left things warmer and drier than normal, which is a mixed economic blessing for places such as Ohio. From station WCPN in Cleveland, Brian Bull has more.
So far, road crews and plows have had it easy, compared to last winter's thick snowdrifts and blizzards. Brent Kovacs of the Ohio Department of Transportation says so far, the state has used roughly 20,000 tons of salt on roads.
Compared to this time last year, we used approximately 202,000 tons of salt. That is about a relative savings of more than $11 million in salt alone, statewide.
That's dollars many local governments could use these days. But not everyone's giddy about the sparse winter.
You're making me cry.
Guy Naren is a racing coach with a high-rise ski club in Cleveland. A major race this weekend could be jeopardized by warming temperatures. Naren says he's also concerned about the resort where the event is supposed to be held.
They probably make maybe a third of their revenue right before Christmas, right after New Year's, and that's certainly got to hurt them quite a bit.
After this week's snowfall, Cleveland has about 10 inches. Less than two-thirds the seasonal average. In Cleveland, I'm Brian Bull for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, German engineers have developed an office lighting system that mimics the sky's natural light. The system is made up of luminous ceiling squares, each with more than 280 different colored LED lights. The panels go for about $1,300 each. Engineers say they've been approached by several companies looking to install those lights in conference rooms. Oh, look, it's another meeting. Or is it a picnic in the park? I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The economy's better, but still not great, and it affects all of us, of course, but also countries that are far, far away.
We then had 2.4 million people in crisis. The prices had doubled, and the outlook was not good.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the macroeconomics of food aid, and the news from Wall Street as well. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.